Yes, and we have Kara Hogan, who's an independent wrestling star. I met her, and I met her, and boom, I said, "You've got to be fire. You've got a passion and a fire as soon as you meet you." We have Jessica Havoc, who wrestles on the East Coast and all up and down the coast on an independent shows, and she's the monster of madness, and wow, Jessica Havoc. We have Amber O'Neill, who, of course, wrestled with Santana Garrett as a tag team partner, and she's under the influence of the fabulous Lana Starr, who's taken her from the countryside of the Carolinas and taken her over to the Beverly Hills Hotel, taken her down to the Wilshire Hotel, taken her to some of the finest Botox doctors in Beverly Hills, and just taken her shopping at Tiffany's and every other store, and turned her into Beverly Hills Babe. So, yes, we're going to have several independent wrestlers along with that come right out of our wrestling school in Long Beach, homegrown wild talent, I call them, just like the Beast when you see her step into that ring, so that aren't on the independent wrestling scene. So it's a blend of the best people that are wrestlers in WOW. And I mention that because when Tessa Blanchard joined WOW, our trainer had told me about her for 4 years. Tessa Blanchard, you should see her. And I said, well, we're not going to hire her just because of her dad's famous and her grandfather and her stepdad. And I fortunately ran into her at a live show and was able to sit down and meet with her. She's as great a person as she is a wrestler. And so when I left from meeting her, I said, okay, we're going to hire Tessa Blanchard. And she had just signed a contract with Impact for 2 years. And due to their generosity, we were able to work out a deal whereby she could perform also in WOW full time. So we're looking for not just great wrestlers, but also great people. And that's what we have in WOW.